Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 2, Choir Auditions.
Do not be a blamer.
Tired of that song.
What do you mean, Malcolm? It's don't say that too loud.
There's so, only so many songs I can hear about how great Wizbit is.
I like that song. I'm learning it for my audition with the choir.
That's right, the very same choir of which I am a member, Malcolm.
Yeah, I know. You keep telling me that, Craig.
I hope to get into the choir.
So, Malcolm, I was wondering what happened with that birthday party.
I canceled it, Craig. You know that I canceled it.
Okay, well, but why?
Because Thalia was killed right before. You don't remember, do you?
Tabitha?
You just don't remember. Thalia.
Terry?
That's Thalia. A funny name.
Shut up, Steven.
I didn't see you at the Halloween party either.
I didn't decide to go. I didn't want to go.
The Halloween party was so fun! Craig said next year I can earn the right to wear a costume.
That's right.
That's really great.
Again, if you pass the trials.
James had the best costume as a fuzzy Chuncha.
Oh, what?
My head is so airy right now.
Oh, Thalia? Did you guys hear that?
Malcolm, you
oh,
say
God.
What? I'm over here, Malcolm.
But you're so right. It was just worth no sleep and feeling.
You
like
guys don't hear that?
Today.
No. What am I supposed to be hearing other than your voice?
I heard her
insulting
voice.
Me.
I
my
heard
choir.
Her voice.
I got something for you to hear. I got a looping machine. I'm going to use it for my choir audition.
Steven, your screen is turning brown, Steven. Get on the floor, Steven. Steven, get down on the floor.
That's right, I'm getting down.
Oh no, Steven, not in the musical sense. You really need to
get
really
down
need
on
to
the floor, down. Steven. You
need to stay.
Hey, God!
Oh, not again, not again.
He's gonna be fine. Oh, he's fine, he's gonna be fine. Hey, let me get a little splash of that REM vapor. Real quick, just a little splash of flavor.
Nothing is fine. Nothing. What are you talking about?
Everything's fine.
This machine keeps killing people. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Kevin. I've been to place for 4 days, and this is my first day at a slat press. And I'm really excited to be working with you guys.
Be careful. You're almost stepping on Steven's body there.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a person. I thought it was like a decoration for Halloween.
What the hell's wrong with you?
See, I like this guy, Kevin. I'm Craig Tonfers, and
hell?
I just want, you know, you give him lemons, he makes lemonade. And
Thank you.
There's something definitely wrong with this machine. I'm opening it up.
There's nothing
don't
wrong.
Don't
look at this.
You're opening it up.
Yeah, look at this panel. Look inside.
Don't
all.
My panel.
This thing looks like a junk.
Malcolm, we
that.
Are friends
stop
and
that.
Colleagues,
stop
and if
what
you don't
you
stop
doing?
Tampering with that machine, I'm going to press the button.
Well, this machine is out of order. This machine is not operable.
That's not for you to decide,
Kevin,
Malcolm.
Take a break.
I feel like I'm in a little bit of a hostile environment here. I'm just here to enjoy myself.
Get your hand away from the button, Craig. Get your hand away from the button.
You get
no.
your hand away from the machine.
No.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. My eyes.
TT Security has detected the activation of a Punitor in this vicinity.
Ow. That's him, it TT. Was, yeah, that's him right
the
there.
I wasn't doing
Employee
anything.
Malcolm has been accused of tampering.
I wasn't doing anything.
You are being assigned a third-degree red follower.
This machine has been killing people.
Listen to its instructions. You have been dismissed for the day.
God. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Thank you, Malcolm. It was my pleasure.
Oh, that's a huge laser blast hit. Oh, took him down.
Mama's manicotti. Look at those laser eyes.
Yeah. That has gotta hurt. Well, you know, in beta ball, anything goes. And we're setting back up. Everyone's on the line, and...
You can really feel the tension, Chris.
Yeah, you sure can.
And not just between the two of us, because you brought up my injury earlier.
I'm sorry about that, Jeff. And the ball is off. It's... Oh, they're headed right for the triangles with it.
Uh-oh.
Are they going to get all the triangles? As you know, if they don't, then the cybernetic panther will be released.
Uh-oh, Robo Panther.
And we don't want to see that panther released because Robo Panther will tear up the field.
That's right, Chris. Despite the fact that I've seen that panther unleashed upon flesh and steel so many times, it's still new each time. A new kind of terror. I'm not doing a whole lot of sleeping these days.
Yeah.
The images of that horrible beast. And Mama's frittatas, there it goes.
Oh.
That is a full evisceration. They're going to have to reset the field to clean up those guts.
Yeah. That's a three-triple evisceration there. All the guts on the field are being swept up now by those very efficient Betabot ball cleaners. You got to appreciate those guys. They do their job.
That's right. As Kobayaki has his innards put into a space shovel, let's take this time to point out that Beta Ball is brought to you in part by Larfnards, implants for ladies.
That's always a good reminder. My wife's got the Larfnards. They're working
That's
out quite
right.
well for her. And for me.
Uh-oh. That's right, Larfnards. Tight, white, and shiny as
oh, all. Beta Ball game.
And they're
well,
lining up
I guess
again.
I'll watch
Field
this.
Is now clean. This is the last try they get, and if they don't, Robo Panther will be released. And ball's up. It's
you know,
a fly.
Yeah, there she goes.
And it's coming down. Oh.
Ow! Ow! Ugh, my head, what's happening?
Ow! Here's your glass of apple spiders. Cheers.
God, what a great day. It was so awesome to just hold hands and walk through all the fall paintings at the spider mill.
It was so wonderful. Do you want to try one of these little spider snacks?
I didn't try any of those yet. I mean, yeah.
Crunchy.
Oh, that's delicious. You know, I was really skeptical at first, but they taste exactly like apples.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, and I guess it's a good substitute since we don't have any apples on Callisto, so...
I'm really loving life here, and it's great to actually have one day off, you know?
Yeah, I know. Can I remember that close call the other day at the mill?
Yeah,
God,
that was
you
scary.
Ducked down just in time.
Yep.
You didn't duck down
luckily.
Just in time.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done if I would have lost you.
I don't think anything bad can happen
happening?
Here.
It seems like the perfect life.
Why am I saying
it really
that?
Is.
That's not what
I'm
happened.
Just, I'm glad we took this step.
Thalia.
Me too, Thalia.
Why
I'm not
is this
worried
happening?
At all.
Where
I mean,
are you?
I know it's fast to be
Where
moving
are you?
Together,
it's
but
like I'm still there, but I'm not.
But
there.
I mean, you have a window, so
exactly. Let's both enjoy it.
Exactly.
I gotta get to the
hey, there's Beta Ball Stadium, our sports dome. And
I want to catch a game.
You want to go to a live one?
Yes.
It's a little dangerous, from what I hear.
But great.
Why
yeah, I know it's exciting, right?
There.
Yeah, those panthers, Robo Panthers.
Yeah, that's the part that frightens me.
That's where I'm.
Well, how did I... I'm on the floor. What happened?
You're about to miss your appointment.
Thalia.
Get up off the floor.
You were there, Thalia. What happened?
Follow me.
Oh, my God. What time is it?
7:30. You're about to miss your appointment.
From time beyond time.
Axulon.
A mind within your mind.
Axulon. Available now.
Where to, Followbot?
Follow me to your destination.
Get out of my face.
Down the hall and to the right is the supervisor's office.
Ah.
I have followed you to your destination and am now departing.
Oh,
Thank God. Get out of here, follow bot.
Hello!
Bye.
Hello!
Bye. All right, let's see. Supervisor Craig Tonfers. What? Craig, you're a supervisor now?
Hey, buddy. How's it going, Malcolm?
Not good, Craig. Not good.
Yeah, new digs. I guess turns out I'm your new supervisor.
What the hell? How did you get promoted?
Well, long story short, when I pressed the button yesterday to report you, I was instantly promoted by a faceless entity, and here I am.
I'm really glad that you're my boss now, Craig. Let's get this over with,
I guess.
I'm
really glad that we can, you know, come on. You can come in here and have a rap session with me.
I don't want to have a rap session, Craig. No, I was trying to save lives. Listen. I was trying to save lives. The machine was broken, and you know it. And you press the button anyway and shout that stuff in my eyes.
Malcolm. Is everything okay at home?
No.
Is everything okay with
your poor family? I don't have a family.
Okay. Well, I don't think you should make me the bad guy.
Well, you are the bad guy.
I don't want to be the bad guy.
You're already the bad guy.
Somebody's got to do this, and I guess it's me. Malcolm, I'm afraid you've left me with precious little alternative.
Get your hand off my knee, Craig.
All right. Then to recommend you for imagination amputation surgery.
What?
Hey, listen, buddy. It's outpatient. It's a breeze.
I don't want that, and I refuse. I'm not gonna do that.
Well, I don't think you can refuse. Listen, why don't you just talk to the doctor about it, huh? We have one right here.
Hey, I am Dr. Shishbaum. I will be performing the imagination amputation at my station. I will be removing the part of the brain that has the bad memories because it is spreading it around the community and it is very, very bad. I will be removing this for you. It'll be very quick, very easy, very fun. You will have a good time after.
Nationality was that?
Did you hear that? Did you hear what she said? Did you see her white coat?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear
her
accent?
It was very impressive. Yes, I did. But I'm not doing it.
Well,
I'm opting out.
I don't think you have a choice. And I'll tell you something else, Malcolm.
What?
You are a rot from within.
Yeah?
You are a necrotic bit of flesh that's poisoning me, my singing career, and the careers of all of your colleagues on the press room floor.
Well, newsflash. Craig, you have a rotten singing voice.
Well, extra, extra. Read all about it, Malcolm. You're 10 pounds overweight. You're a fat shoney.
Yeah, well, you're a garf-faced idiot.
You shut that shunting mouth.
I'm out of here, Craig.
Listen, you're going to follow this follow-bot, and you're going to follow him good.
Follow-bot number 10, assigned to employee. Malcolm.
Get away from
my face.
Just
follow me like this way. Let's visit the hospital together.
You know what, follower bot?
Hello.
Let's not.
Hello.
I'm going this way, follower bot.
Follow me.
Hey, this is the area I was when I first got here, where that...
You're not following your follower bot.
I met that crazy lady who grabbed my arm.
That's a chain link fence.
Yeah, she got away from them by crawling right through here. I'm gonna go right between these buildings.
Time to stop it, Dad. I'm crashing. I died.
Announcement.
Hello. And welcome to your first day with Wizbit Industries. Today, you'll be traveling aboard the Argonaut.
It's the inside of the Argonaut. How is that possible?
Malcolm!
Whoa.
Welcome to the Argonaut.
Who are you?
I'm Dom Tonfers.
What?
Dom Tonfers.
Don?
Dom.
Dom?
Dom Tonfers.
Are you saying Don or Dom?
Dom Tonfers.
Could you spell it for me?
D-O-M-T-O-N.
Dom Tonfers.
Dom Tonfers. Now you got me doing it.
Tonfers. Dom Tonfers. Yeah, I know a Craig Tonfers.
Ah, he's my cousin. He's a jerk, too.
So what's going on here? Why is the inside of the Argonaut in this cave?
Well, the Argonaut isn't a real ship. It's half of a ship.
What? And why are you pulling things out of it?
We need to get Bryn out of jail.
I'm up for anything.
Okay, Malcolm. You're going to take this laser torch. We're going to get Bryn out. And in the meantime, we're going to use this Brendybot here to draw fire from the guards in the TT units.
Soft drink? Cocktail? Can I interest you in a soft drink or a cocktail?
Not right now, Brendybot. I just need to pry open your panel here.
Oh, my. That's very... That tickles quite a bit. Your arms are very deep inside my cavity.
They are, and I just need to pull
this. Oh, my.
Rampage mode activated.
Hello. I'm...
Brendy.
How are you today,
sir? How are you today?
Your drink, sir.
Your drink.
Oh, my, yes. I'm great. Hello.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
I've got to go through with the plan. I got to get to Bryn.
Prison security robot has detected a threat. I agree, prison security robot. Threat detected. Neutralize target. Engaging mind lock. Mind lock ineffective. Mind lock has no effect.
Can I get you another get that cleaned up for you right away.
Prison security robot, your death will not be meaningless.
Can I heat that up for you, sir?
No.
Would you like yours warmed?
No. Oh, God.
Oh, my. Oh, my, yes. Thank you. Thanks for choosing Wizbit.
Dom's dead!
Was killed by a Brendy bot. It's a long story, but look, we gotta get out of here. You're my only hope to get out of this place. Come on, out this way.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation by Erie Canal Theater, produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. This week's episode features the additional talents of
Nicholas Bitonti,
Joel Gray,
Andy Gayton,
Adrian Johnston,
Nicole Pascaretta.
Original music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, Episode 3.